News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's 10 minutes past 8 here on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Conwan and Paul Williams. Now, private labs who have been contracted to conduct cervical check, they are considering pulling out of the programme. It comes as the contract, which is due to expire next month, is being renegotiated. Now, to discuss this more in more detail, Anthony Staines is Professor of Health Systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences at DCU. Anthony, thanks very much for joining us. Are you surprised by this?
I'm concerned by it, but I was quite surprised. But I can see it from their perspective. Maybe if we take a very quick step back, what this is all about is screening people for cervical cancer, which is dividing people into two groups, women who are at high risk of having a cancer and women who are not. And it isn't a test for cancer as such. It's a test for risk of having a cancer. As you know, there was a review done by Cervical Check of the smears of women who later developed a cancer. We don't know a lot about the detail of that review, though we may find out a bit more this week. But it found that a significant number of the women who were reviewed, when they looked at the slides again, they graded them differently. As a result of this, a story has got about that the quality of the screening has been very poor. And I don't think that story is true. I would be truly astonished if there was negligence in more than a very small fraction of the cases that we've heard about. But we have now got ourselves into a situation from the lab's point of view where they're being criticised for what they've done wrong, which is fair, but they're also being criticised for the limits of the cervical cancer screening test. And that's very unfair. Yes. I'm not that surprised thinking about it that they're reviewing their situation.
What do you think the consequences will be if they do pull out?
It's very simple. At the moment, the Coombe do 10% of the smears in Ireland. And that's great that we have homegrown capacity. Another significant proportion is done by a company, an American company, that's actually based in Sandyford. So there's a certain number of skilled and capable people there. And the rest of it is done by skilled and capable technicians in the United States. And we haven't got the capacity to do it ourselves. We haven't built it up over the years, maybe because of the public service employment embargo, which came in around the time this service.
That was one of the conversations around this whole controversy at the beginning. Why don't we do it ourselves?
We don't do it ourselves for two reasons. We originally contracted this stuff out because the Irish service, we didn't have a screening service as such. We had a large number of small services where people read smears that had been done more or less opportunistically, a lot of them immediately after delivery or at 6 weeks after delivery. And that service was working really, really badly. It was taking a year or more to get results back. There was no adequate uniform quality control, and it just was not up to scratch. It was not fit for purpose. So they contracted the service out, and I think they did the right thing. What happened, what they perhaps should have done, is said, well, we'll contract it out, but we'll build up skill and capacity in Ireland. But what cut across that was the recession and the public sector employment ban. And any service development in the health services that required hiring more staff suddenly had a much higher barrier to overcome. It was much easier to continue paying for the service abroad than to hire the staff here and train them here. And it takes a long time to train these staff. It could take us maybe a year or 18 months from now to build up capacity to replace what we would lose.
Anthony, has this the ability or the capacity to collapse the whole cervical check system?
I think it does, yes. And I'd be very concerned about that because the screening service saves women's lives. And it's really important that we continue it.
What if this scheme does collapse?
Well, the worst case scenario is the existing contractors pull out and no new contractors are willing to take it on because there's a reputational risk to a company coming in.
They want to be indemnified against potential litigation. Is that it?
They do, yes. Yes, they do. And that may or may not be reasonable. I would think that they shouldn't be indemnified for negligence, but they are arguing that they're going to be on the receiving end of a large number of cases. And the reality is, in many of those cases, they haven't been negligent. It's just the limitations of the test are quite significant.
Okay. And Anthony, finally, the Scally report, or the Scally inquiry, is due to be released on Wednesday. I think it's in the hands of Minister Harris this morning. What do you think that's going to illustrate for us or show to us?
I think it will clarify a lot of things. There's a lot of things we don't know. We don't know how the review was originally done by Cervical Check. We don't know what their plans are for the next round of review. We don't really have a sense for what the quality control procedures in the screening programme showed. And we don't have a sense for how the decision was made about communicating these results to the women involved, which is what triggered this whole affair.
And very, very briefly, Scally, the Scally report, can it put the wheels back on the wagon, so to speak, in this whole appalling mess?
I think it will help, but at the end of the suppliers, it's a commercial decision whether to continue or not. And we are not in a strong position to bargain at the moment. And that's the unfortunate truth.
Okay, we leave it there. Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences in DCU. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
Is a really, like, what Anthony Staines is saying there is really, really worrying. And he is basically saying there is a question mark about the future of the screening. And I think, you know what, there was wrong done to women. There is no doubting that. And that needed to be, that absolutely needed to be exposed. But there was a frenzy that went on over the summer. I think the media were part of the misinformation. Some of the political parties were part of the misinformation.
Media and politics, yeah.
There was cowardice at government level. They ran for the hills. And I think we need to be really, really careful here, because we have a screening system that is not perfect. There was mistakes made and those mistakes need to be addressed. But we could end up losing the whole screening system that is saving lives. It is a salutary tale, I think, about how Irish politics works, how the media works in this country. I think the whole thing is frightening, what happened over the summer.
Why don't we listen to people like Anthony Staines more often?
I don't know.